I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, let's have Elvis take a back seat or a passenger seat. Yeah. What do you want to take, Elvis?
I'm going to take the back seat. No, this is my idea, by the way.
Yes.
I just feel like, you know, it's me all the time. I want you guys to
A road trip. You can't drive the entire way across country, right? You got to take a break every once in a while.
Right. Take a nap.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm back here in the back seat.
He's going to take a back door here. Just let him do that.
What do you mean by that, Froggy?
What do you mean, Frog?
I just mean instead of coming in the front door today, he's going to hang out by the back door.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I thought that was another anal sex joke.
Yeah, I thought it was a butt thing. I thought it was a butt thing.
Yeah, all right.
Well, who's breathing so heavy? There's such a heavy breather.
Brody. Is that Brody?
It's not me.
Is it your dog, Brody?
It could be Brody. The dog.
Oh, he's so cute.
Sounds like a every time I hear it, I feel like it's like one of those obscene phone calls.
Tell me what you're wearing.
Which dog is this?
This is Drew. This is Drew.
It's a he, right? And it's, you said he's scared of the storm right now?
Yeah, it's a Bichon Shih Tzu, so we call him a Shih Tzu.
Aw. Hi, Drew. Aww. All right, I'm sorry. I'm in the front seat. Let me crawl back to the back seat again. Okay, I'm back here. Go.
Well, I have a list of Ask Reddit questions that I thought it would be interesting to go around the room and get people's takes, answers on them. So the first one I have is, and feel free to raise your hand or answer or however you want to do this, what first name automatically makes you prejudge that person? So for me, it's Chad. I always feel like Chads are like frat guys and they're just too cool for the room. I hate Chads. Never liked a Chad.
That's not fair for the good Chads.
There are no
good
Chads. Yeah,
I dated a good Chad.
Really? I just don't like Chad. I'm sorry.
And he's my black name, and from
mine would
Bahamas,
be Lucifer.
Not the frat boy.
Lucifer.
Do you run into a lot of Lucifers, Danielle?
Yeah. Every time I run into a Lucifer, I always, you know, he just seems to, you know,
so many
I think.
Around.
In the neighborhood I grew up in, there was a little kid. His name was Gray. He was such a little asshole. I mean, I wanted to kick his ass every day. So anything, and his last name was Desmond, Gray Desmond. If I see a kid with the name Gray, I instantly don't like him. Instantly.
Froggy.
Unfair, though.
Froggy, you grew up with a gray asshole?
Yes, exactly.
What?
I always feel like Tyler's are always in trouble for some reason. I don't know why. Just
really?
Tyler's like mischievous and skinny.
I get that
and
with
skinny.
Luke. Yeah, Luke. Luke for me. Luke gives that vibe of like, I don't know. It could be the greatest Luke in ever, but I just hear the name Luke and it just irks me.
Wow.
For me, it's
Mine's
Vinny.
A girl name. Sorry, Brody.
No, go ahead, Gandhi.
Mine is Crystal. Whenever I meet somebody named Crystal, I'm like, we're going to have problems. The only people I've like had some problems with were Crystals or Kims, and the two of them. Yep.
Wow. So you have to cancel all Crystals and all Kims?
Yes. Goodbye.
Okay.
Okay. All right, next question. This is just for the guys. Guys, how do you honestly feel about your penis? Froggy, go.
I mean it's adequate. I've never had anybody complain. I mean it's just there.
To
I mean,
your
I,
face.
I don't love it. I mean, but I mean, what are you gonna do? I don't wish it was bigger or smaller. It's fine.
Yeah. That's how I feel about mine. It makes me happy. Yeah. It's not the biggest thing. I haven't gotten rave reviews about it. I've been told it does the job.
Yeah.
It makes them happy.
I mean, I've watched videos where there are larger. I've seen bigger ones on videos, and I know that they tend to do a little more. But mine doesn't have like a weird shape or anything to it, so I'm happy with that.
Well, speak for yourself on the shape.
No,
my I have a slight right bend. If you're looking at a clock, it's like 1 o'clock. So, you know, I guess. But I'm okay with mine too. I'm cool. I'm good with it.
That's because you're left-handed, Skinny.
You know, I feel like we've all been jaded by porn. Because when you watch porn, it's like, whoa, man. Oh, dude, I wish I had that. But at the same time, as Froggy pointed out, and Nate never got any complaints to my face.
I love mine. I love mine. I have no complaints about mine. Mine's 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Okay. What about you, Elvis?
Oh, Brody's next.
I have 3 kids. It worked when I needed it to. I haven't. I don't know about since.
Brody's penis is so utilitarian. It's like I use it for what it was needed for.
It's
like
been quarantined.
I'm talking about the penis. I'm talking about penises, and this thing is like right here. Like, hi.
Yeah.
Hi. I love my penis, and my penis is great. It's my friend.
Best friend, right?
No issues with my penis at all.
Right. Hey, Gandhi, how do you feel about your vagina? I mean, what kind of a
fair lover. Question. Fair question.
Yeah. She's probably my favorite body part. If I had to pick one, that would be the one.
Oh, so it's a she.
Good.
Yeah, it's not a he.
Can you
imagine she's a
she. If Gandhi said her vagina was a he?
He's one, I call him
he's
Butch.
He's just the vagina. He's the vagina I've always wanted. Yeah, Danielle, go ahead.
Mine's great. Gave birth to 2 kids and never had a complaint. And my doctor once told me I had a lovely one, so it's good.
Oh,
I almost had to see Danielle.
It was her dentist.
I almost had to see Danielle when I was driving her to the hospital to have her first son. That we were convinced that the baby was going to come out in the car.
Yes, we were, weren't we?
That would have scarred me.
That was, well, that's only because I insisted on driving to the hospital while in labor. So Garrett came with me, and Scotty followed in the back. And halfway to the hospital, I realized, yeah, I probably can't drive anymore because I was beating really the top of the car with my fist. Yeah,
Danielle was insisting. She said, I insist I drive myself to the damned hospital. I said, Danielle, you're having a baby. You should have some.
Just imagine being an intern at the time and realizing that you're about to deliver Danielle's baby. I didn't know what to do.
Danielle shouldn't drive normally.
No, okay. Right. You know, you he be quiet down there.
All right. Next Ask Reddit question. What's a place every American should go once in their lifetime?
The kitchen.
Danielle's vagina.
Oh, my
done
gosh.
That. Every Ooh. American. Wow, it's going to be a busy place, Danielle. Holy
damn.
Shit.
Yeah. I better get ready.
Get tickets.
I say New York City.
I agree.
Who's with me? New York City.
I agree.
New York
I say, City. Yeah, York. I say Alaska. Definitely. Alaska. Danielle and I went to Alaska. Absolutely the most beautiful place I've
100%.
Ever been.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Oh, we lost Garrett for a second.
All right. New York, Alaska.
Internet.
Garrett, one place.
One place. I've never been, but England.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, so wait, we can go out of the country?
If you choose to, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant, so you said every American, so I assumed it had to be in America.
That's what I assumed.
Yeah. I'm moving from New York to Italy then. Italy has to be.
It is beautiful.
Never been. Yeah. I was supposed to go, and then the quarantine and pandemic changed my plans.
I would say Hawaii. Yeah, Hawaii for sure, because... Yeah. I mean, I got to go island hopping when I went on that Norwegian cruise that time 2 years ago. I was so lucky to do it, and it was breathtaking. It really was. It was
Hawaii's
so
awesome.
Yeah, there was so many great things to do there.
It is beautiful.
Loved it.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful place.
What's a America. Cruise?
Cruise. Wow.
What's that?
That seems like so. That seems like an
yeah.
Old
no,
term.
It's foreign.
All right.
I'm going to continue to take my back seat, but I will say the energy level of this production is very low. Just letting you know.
It is very low, isn't it?
Okay, I'll be back here in the backseat.
We'll amp it up.
Don't be a backseat driver. Don't be a backseat driver.
Gandhi and Danielle, what is the most successful pickup line you've ever heard? I know it's been a while since you've heard one, but.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I know one. It actually happened when I was with Elvis, and the guy wasn't even trying to hit on me because he's gay, but if he wasn't, it totally would have worked. He owns horses, and he said, hey, you want to ride my horse? And I was like, wait, it's your horse? Yes, I will come and ride your horse. That is a great pickup line. Totally works.
It really is.
Did he have a horse?
Yeah. He had a horse.
A great line.
Yeah, it was.
Danielle, you can't remember that far back?
No, pickup line. To be honest, pickup lines never worked. Ever, ever, ever. So I couldn't even tell you.
Okay. All right. Next question.
Wait, Nate, you would be the type of guy out of this whole room to use a pickup line. Do you? What did you use that was successful and one that fell flat on its face?
God, you know, it's been so long, and I've had way too many strokes to remember, but...
How about, I promise I won't kill you.
I never used that one, bro.
What's the one you used on Elvis to get this job?
Do you remember Elvis? okay, here's one. What lifetime statistic do you wish you had access to? I wish I knew how many times I've masturbated since I started. It has to be in the thousands.
What would you do with that info?
There's your answer, Froggy.
I just want to know. I'm just curious.
Why? Well, why?
Not? Because. I'm curious as to know how many times I've done that.
Well, I would like to know how many times I farted.
Yeah. What do you think's more? What number do you think's greater? Number of times you farted, Garrett, or number of times that Nate has masturbated?
It's kind of close. I don't know.
How do you know?
I'm just assuming.
I'd like to know how many pounds of chocolate I've eaten.
Just chocolate? I would say food for you. Like, how much food have you eaten in your entire life, yes. Scary? Like, yes. All the food.
Like, how many warehouses? Like, how large of a building would all that food make?
I would say stadiums. definitely two stadiums. Two football-sized stadiums.
You know, I will say this. Often I think about, I pick a food and I say, if I never had pizza in my life, what would I look like right now? I always like.
You'd look like Nate.
If I've never eaten a certain.
No,
food,
you wouldn't.
Like,
no.
If I had 1 ounce of a candy bar, what would I look like?
It could be different. You could be a different Scary without pizza.
But Scary, you could be a different person if you didn't pass by the gym.
That's true.
But the gym's closed.
Yeah. Not in his building.
I think I want like a happy statistic. Like, how many people did I make them have a better day? Or how many people have I encountered where I maybe made them think a little bit differently about something? Just for, you know, ego boost stuff.
How many animals did
that's
you touch?
That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
No, thanks.
That's good. Wow. Froggy?
Gandhi.
I don't really know. I mean, Gandhi's on the right path. I like to know how many people I made them smile or how many people I improved their day versus how many times I touched myself. I mean, I'm not really sure what I would do with that information.
You can do that math.
It's a
twice a day since you were 12.
And I mean, you can kind of figure it out on your own. Like, how many times a week do you do it? When did you start doing it? I mean, you can kind of figure it out.
Yeah, but there was like
days. Wait, as Scott, wait, look at Scotty V's got a little baggie in his hand.
Oh, is that the cereal he's sending you, Danielle? Are you going to be part of the
cereal
killers?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I got a question. What's the most amount of times you've done it in one day? Like, by yourself?
Me? Personally?
Yeah. You ever done it more than once in one day?
Oh,
how about just today?
Well, back in high school, right now, I remember days I was sick or just didn't go to school, I'd be in the double digits by noon. I mean, it was like...
What?
So wait, did you skip school just to stay home and pleasure yourself?
Yeah, didn't every...
That's
wait a minute,
addiction.
It didn't fall off? Double digits, it
how
didn't
did you
fall
get
off?
It to go that many times? Like, at the end, it had to be just like nothing.
There was a little dry heaving at the end, but no.
Dry heaving.
Dry heaving? What were you doing with it?
Why were you vomiting?
You guys never did that?
How flexible are you?
He's, no, he's saying
wait, why
he
were you vomiting?
No,
wait, hold on.
No, my
I'm in the front seat.
Dry heaved. It wasn't.
Yeah,
like,
no, dry heaving. Dry heaving is vomiting.
No, my penis dry heaved. Then nothing would come out.
Yeah, he was drawing blanks.
Shooting blanks.
Oh my god.
Shooting them.
I've never heard dry heaving applied like that. That is.
Well, no.
Like Uncle Johnny says, Uncle Johnny shoots dust.
Yeah. But I had nothing left, so it would just. And nothing would.
It would just like sputter out. Like
are
a,
you
like
serious?
An old car?
Yes. I
what? Like are we Johnny. Really talking about this right now?
Should we start over?
Did you just make. You just made that noise.
Yeah.
Froggy, well, Froggy, stop asking him questions.
I'm sorry. I didn't know he was going to say that.
Froggy's not the bad one.
Froggy.
All right. We have 30 seconds left.
On?
Oh, yeah. Nate can masturbate twice then.
Nate, be honest. Did you ever masturbate to the Golden Girls, ever?
Do I have to answer that question?
No.
Well, obviously that means
did.
Yes.
I think
if you're not answering it. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host,
Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.